WUKY presents Conversations from the Lexington StoryCorps booth.
We begin our new StoryCorps series by hearing from one of Lexington's more recent residents. 25-year-old Abraham Ikondo talks to his friend Carissa Porter with Kentucky Refugee Ministries about his journey as a Congolese refugee and how KRM helped him from feeling lost. In this excerpt from their interview, Abraham talks about his passion for music, his friendship with Carissa, and how he still has hope for America in a time when refugees are vulnerable with the current administration.
How were things in Kenya as a Congolese refugee?
They were terrible. Terrible. There's good days and bad days, obviously. But I think the main thing is just not having the freedom or not having the hope that you're going to amount to anything. And I think that was the hardest thing for me.
So coming from growing up that way, and then all of a sudden you have this opportunity to come to Kentucky.
Yeah.
So you get here.
I get here.
And what was it like? February, right?
It was February. It was cold. And I'm like, my life is... I just knew that my life was going to change, though. I was just worried about it not changing permanently, you know? So the first couple of days were really hard. Then weeks, then months, then, I haven't woken up from this dream. I'm still dreaming.
Right.
And then a year clocked in, and then I was like, okay, I guess. Once we got the green card... Then I knew it was good. We're good.
Then you knew.
I was like, okay, this is real.
Yeah.
This is totally real.
And then coming back into music, how did that come about?
So when I moved here and I knew that I was going to live with my parents, I say that we had a lot of arguments in Africa because of music. I was like, I really am tired. I'm really tired of arguing with them and tired of all these stresses. And I was just like, I'm not going to do music again. And then you guys came in the picture.
So I remember distinctly Cassie, who used to work at our office, came to me and said, did you know that Abraham has music videos on YouTube? And I said, no, I 100% did not know this. So she shows it to me. And it was I just was so happy to see you that happy because that wasn't the you I was experiencing here. And so I remember watching that and I remember thinking, okay, how do we get this guy back? So start a conversation about you playing music at a house show, right? Is that how that all?
And then I told you guys I don't sing.
You
got the wrong person.
And I said, I'm seeing you on YouTube, so know that you do.
That was my twin brother.
Uh-huh, right. Yep. Know that you do sing. So how do we get you singing again? Didn't even have a guitar. Didn't even know how to play the guitar. So you borrowed my husband's guitar. And like in a day, wrote what? How many two songs that you sang that at that show that night?
I wrote three songs.
Three songs, yeah, three songs that you wrote in a day that you performed at the Raven House, and I remember being blown away because you'd written these songs, lyrics and music, learned how to play them on a guitar, and perform them in front of a house full of people, and it was, I was so impressed. So excited and could see a difference in you right then and there.
Congolese refugee Abraham Ikondo talking with his friend Carissa Porter about his new home in Lexington.
You've been listening to Conversations from the Lexington StoryCorps booth, an exclusive presentation from WUKY.